Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading, a story, a non-commercial recording. And I call those oddball things wombats. And that's where I get my show title, Wombats and Music. And I have one clear wombat tonight and one that's pretty close. So it's a wombat night. And I'm going to start off with a new song for me, Penny Rabbit and Summer Bear. The night before last, I watched a movie. I recently moved, and we didn't have movies set up to watch until night before last, and it was on Amazon Prime. It was called The Map of Tiny Perfect Things, and I loved it. It was just my kind of movie. Might not be yours, but it was about teenagers and some romance and just a good story. And in it, this song occurred, Penny Rabbit and Summer Bear. And I couldn't hear the lyrics real well, but I could hear enough to hear what I liked. I liked the sound of it, and it was wonderfully whimsical. So after the show, I listened to the song carefully and read the lyrics while I listened, and I liked the song a lot and said, that's going in my show. And it's the number one song tonight, Penny Rabbit and Summer Bear by Kishi Bashi.
Under the ocean, far from the sun, Penny Rabbit wondering when will we ever become one. Must I suffer days to come? Fresh out of wishes, fate wouldn't dare. You had to see his summer bear filled his little lungs with air. Sunset
Penny Rabbit and Summer Bear. The next song is from the romance relationship thing. I often mention leavers and leavies, and then people who are starting a romance. How about people who were once madly in love or very close, and now are just friends, but good friends? And the singer calls up his old girlfriend and says, "Hey, can we get together sometime soon?" And you hope she'll say yes. And he says, "I'm not talking about moving in. I don't want to change your life. I just really love to see you tonight." And he says it so well, I can't imagine her resisting.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while. Not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. To see you tonight. We could go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach, or stay at home and watch TV. You see, it really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about moving in. Don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We've both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see it tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars.
I'd really love to see you tonight by Dan Fogelberg. Well, time for a touch of class. I don't always have that in this show. This is a Bach fugue. This is Prelude and Fugue, number 1 in C major. It's played by Jeannot Jandot, and I tried to learn this on the piano once. I was just learning how to read music, and I got the right-hand part down for about maybe a minute and a half. That must have taken me 3 weeks, spending an hour every few days on the piano. And but this is the full thing, and Bach just hypnotizes me, so I'm going to play one of his songs. Prelude and Fugue by Jeannot Jandot.
Thank you.
Prelude and Fugue, number 1 in C major by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Gino Giando. Big cultural jump coming up. We're going to switch to country music. This is George Jones, one of the classic great country music singers of the 20th century, singing Golden Ring and its romance.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do."
Golden ring, with one tiny little stone waiting there for someone to take it home by itself. It's just a cool metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers, "Love, with this ring I'll be wed."
Golden ring, with one tiny little stone, shining ring,
shining ring.
Now at last it's found a home by itself.
By itself.
It's just a cool metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
In a small two-room apartment, as they fight their final round, he says, "You won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town."
She says, "One thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore," and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden
ring,
with one tiny little stone cast
aside,
the love that's dead and gone by itself.
By itself.
It's just a cool metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. Golden rings.
Golden Ring by George Jones. The next song is a story. It probably should be a poem, but it's in the form of a song. It's called Rosenjune. And I encourage you to listen closely to the story of what happens. Brave people doing the best they can and suffering great tragedies. And the story goes on for a while. It's called Rosenjune. I found two recordings, both by the same artist, John Bonden. It's a Scottish song. He's Scottish. And the thing was, one of the songs had instruments with it, and I felt it covered up his voice. I wanted you to hear the story, so I chose the one that's him singing a cappello. This is Rosenjune, the story from a coastal town in Scotland and a bad storm.
On the rocky coast of Scotland, in a little village there dwelt a man of honour, serving God without a care. He was not a man of honour, but a humble fishing man, working hard to earn his living. His name was Andrew Davison. He was the master of a vessel, and he claimed her as his own. She was fitted with all was needed. She was called the Rose in June, and with eager expectation he was waiting for the day when the time would come for fishing and the boats would sail away. And Andrew had been lately married, and before he left his home, Andrew Davis and his wife, they knelt in prayer before the throne, asking God for his protection on his wife while he was gone, praying nothing would befall her, not of trouble nor of harm. And his wife was kneeling by him, and she heard his fervent prayer, asking God for her protection, not a word of that for his. And her heart, it fell within her as she rose from her bended knee, thinking of those terrible dangers and those perils of the sea. When the summer winds blew softly and the herring season came, Andrew Davis was preparing herring, fishing was his game. Andrew Davis was preparing with his men to go to sea, not thinking 'twould be his last time ever more his friends to see. For all night long the storm was raging, and the angry billows roared. Many a vessel was tossed and driven all along that rocky shore. All their crews were clinging to them, all sailors strong and brave, praying that the Lord would save them from a sailor's watery grave. And all along the coast next morning, anxious eyes did watch and wait the children of those absent sailors, till returning ships were seen. And one by one those vessels came in, from morning until noon, until all were safely anchored, all but one, the Rose in June, whom the rocks turned bottom upwards, dashed against that rocky shore. All her crew were clinging to her, thinking the storm would soon be o'er. Andrew Davis, our captain, in that hour of sudden fear, called on Jesu Christ, our Saviour, and he hung his head in prayer, saying, "Come on and sing God's praises." And at last they all began. "Dearest Jesus, I am dying. What a comfort divine. What a comfort to know that the Saviour is mine. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory to revive us again." And those words were scarcely ended when the outwave struck our side, tore our captain from his holdings, and he drowned beneath the tide, gone to join those friends and shipmates on that heavenly shore, met by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. And John Allen was our young mate, and he knew he was forgiven. "Let us keep on with our singing, lads. Our captain is in heaven." And they sang so shrill and trilled till they came to this last verse. "Slowly onward we haste to that heavenly place, For this is the glory and this is the grace. Hallelujah, sing the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, sing the glory to revive us again. And these words were scarcely ended when the outwave struck around, tore our young mate from his holding, and his body too was drowned. Gone to join those friends and shipmates on that heavenly shore, met by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. And the rest of the crew were rescued, but they'll never get the scene of that hour and that moment when that song they tried to sing. Oh, were no sermon ever preached, nor experience ever known like the power in that moment, in that hour of sudden doom. So sinners, give your souls to Jesus. It can never be too soon. If in heaven you meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June. Oh, sinners, give your souls to Jesus. It can never be too soon. If in heaven you meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June.
That was The Rose in June by John Bondon. Next up, we've got some country music. Two country music songs, a wombat kind of country music, and then some folk music. So next up is Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff, one of the all-time great country music songs from back in the 30s and 40s of the 20th centuries, and Roy Acuff was one of the master singers of that era. So Wabash Cannonball.
Great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Queen of Flowing Mountain to the South Bell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall." She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered round the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. Hear traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
The Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff. In every era, There is a feeling of how your life used to be simpler and easier and less complicated, less confusing, and there'll always be that kind of thing. This is a song called Luckenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings, and he's talking about the fact that life has become too complicated too fast. He wants to go back to a small town with people he knows and an easy, simple life. And the way he describes it is Luckenbach, Texas.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars that tune good and firm feeling women. Now, I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Berry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. Been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, William Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luckenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Luckenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory-Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, like the next thing, which is odd, and I call those odd things Wombats. You can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. That's Emory Henry College, EHC, WEHCFM.com, and you can get us anywhere in the world. Well, the next song is a wombat for two reasons. One is it's a non-commercial recording, and second, it's me using my license again, as this is my show. And this is me singing a kind of karaoke recording of She's a Lady, and I think I did it as well as best I could. I messed up the words, it'll play somewhere. See if you can find that. But this is She's a Lady, sung by Harry Baya.
She's a lady. The first night on the town, since she was just 18, a lady down on love and out of hopes and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away, and she's like a baby just learning how to play. She never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon, when he asked her to marry, and she gladly said okay, and a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. She took me away from the home late at nights, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Now she's a lady down on love.
Lady, sung by Harry Baya. There were a few questionable places there, but there were some good things too. Well, now some folk music. This is a song I heard about 30 years ago and really liked it and learned it, and it's one of the songs I sing. I use a penny whistle with it, but this isn't me. I'm not sure who this is. It's a woman singing Down in Arkansas. I believe it's completely a cappella. And I just think it's a tune that sticks in my head, and maybe it'll stick in yours.
I got a gal, and her name is Bill, and she's down in Arkansas. I loved her once, and I love her still, but she's down in Arkansas. Now she is cross-eyed, that's a fact, but she's down in Arkansas. She cries and the tears roll down her back, and she's down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, the only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas. She was cutting wheat as the north wind blows, down in Arkansas. The sickle slipped and it cut off her nose, it was down in Arkansas. The doctor put it on, but upside down, down in Arkansas. Now when it rains, she almost drowns, down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas. The only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas. Some funny wedding happened the other day, down in Arkansas. A boy named Oates married a girl named Hay, it was down in Arkansas. The organ played in a minor key, it was down in Arkansas. They played "What Will That Harvest Be?" down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas. The only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas.
Down in Arkansas. Well, here comes some more good country music. This is Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard has an earthy voice and an earthy life. Spent some time in prison. And this song is called Mama Tried. Mama did the best she could trying to raise Merle Haggard, trying to turn him into a good man. And she did what she could, but this is what she got. She got this song. Well, I had the same sort of experience. My mother and father were Southerners, and they tried to raise me as a gentleman like my father was. They did a pretty good job. I can sometimes be gentlemanly, but they didn't succeed completely. I haven't been in prison, but I think I probably lived as close to my mother's hopes as Merle did to his. A little bit of distance there. Merle Haggard and Mama Tried.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Merle Haggard with Mama Tried. The next song is a Texas song. I like to talk about Texas. Texas is the has the second largest population, I think, in the United States. Maybe it's third. I think California's first, and then Texas, then New York. Those are the top three. And Texas is a different world. They do not think they are part of the United States, many of them. They're a very proud people, and they show it. So they often, they think of seceding, too. They are a big, powerful, strong, very proud people. And they have a lot of crazy ideas, some of them. A lot of them don't think climate change is caused by humans. Well, they're having right now the worst snowstorm they've had in centuries, and the worst freezing. People are dying there because the pipes are freezing and there's no water. And the experts are saying this is due to the climate change. So maybe some of them will change their mind. Of course, the cities are all Dallas and Houston places. They're not so different about, they understand climate change and a lot of other things. In any case, Texans think they're special, and this next song by Tanya Tucker, Texas When I Die, brings that out. So here's a Texan talking about how special it is to be a Texan. Let's go, Tanya. Tell us about it.
When I die, I may not go to heaven.
Texas.
That was When I Die, Texas by Tanya Tucker. She was born in Texas but hardly ever lived there growing up. But still, it was her roots. It had to be a Texas audience. Where else could you sing five or six choruses of the same song and get the crowd to sing along like she did? Well, next up is a country song, a whole different mood. This is Garth Brooks, The Thunder Rolls. I talk about romances having levers and levees. They also have scary moments, and here's one. This is The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks.
In the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. The thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes on out of control, deep in the heart, the thunder rolls.
Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks. 10 or 15 years ago, there was a TV show called, a series called Ally McBeal that I liked a lot, and it had this little strange song in it. This was kind of their theme song, Ooga Chuga.
Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside. inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. If I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Hooked on a feeling.
Ooga Chuga, or Hooked on a Feeling, from Ally McBeal. Next is California Dreaming, and I have my own reason for playing this. And maybe I'll share it someday. But here is California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas. California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas. And it's good weather in California right now. Not like it is on most of the East Coast, which is under a blizzard. And Texas, which is about to freeze to death. So California Dreaming is a good thing to do at this point. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7. We're your college and community station coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and put in occasional odd things like wombats, and we had a few wombats tonight. And every week, I end the show the same way. It's kind of getting to be a ritual. What I do is I ask you to join me in doing something. It's called the audience participation point of the show. And I get near the end of the show like I am now, and I say, please join me, and I hope you will. So are you ready for it? Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. And we are still here. Goodbye.